Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. I'm also an artist. I'm EMDR certified and a Reiki Level 2 practitioner. I have physical offices in both Los Angeles, California, and New Orleans, Louisiana. However, I have clients all over the world via Skype. So if you would like to schedule a session or be a guest on this show or advertise, please reach out to me through my website, which is nolatherapy.com, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And you can find this show on YouTube, on iTunes, and on Google Play. Each week, I bring you an interview with a guest doing something unique and different, yet contributing to our well-being and contributing to a component of what it is, in my experience, to be a human. So today, my guest is very near and dear to my heart. Her name is Devojana. She resides in the Hollywood Hills in Los Angeles, California. She's from Hong Kong. She is a master healer, a channeler, and a teacher. She lectures all over the world. I have done a lot of work with her myself, and I just can't say enough about her integrity and her ability to tune in to what's going on with you. She really specializes in working to alleviate emotional and physical pain at the cellular level, utilizing a technique called CRT. And that stands for the Cellular Resonance Technique. She utilizes many other modalities, meditation, shamanic healing, all types of, you know, utilizing music and sound and spirituality, if that's what it is that you need. So welcome, Devojana, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me. This is so wonderful.
You're welcome. It is so wonderful. I am wondering where you would like to begin in talking about your work.
Wow, this is a very, very good question because I've been doing so much. And well, I just came back from a cruise on Alaska with a group called ION.
Okay.
And stand for the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And they have a bunch of scientists there, very many, many people who are very, very knowledgeable. And when I share the science of healing, many of them do not know, actually, we can reset the cellular memory and get better.
Yes.
So this is one of the things that is very exciting to share the science of healing to people.
So how is that received? How is it received by this group?
Many of them are very fascinated by the demonstration that I did on the stage. And I do talk to the body consciousness. I do not talk to the mind because, as we all know, the mind is like the monkey mind, like the trigger sometimes.
Yeah.
And so after I talked to the body consciousness, got to know the code and how to decode the patterns. And many of the patterns do not belong to us. And when I show them how the body responds to begin with, and then a few minutes later, after I did some adjustment, the body regained the freedom and also flexibility. And they definitely very astounded by the quick results that they have seen. And many of the people in the group on the cruise like to do the practice session and would like to experience what is it about.
So how can we communicate this to our listening audience right now, since we don't have the visual or the tactile, tangible? How can you share a little more of how this might help someone needing this type of therapy and treatment?
Sure. First of all, I would like to start with, we are the creator of habits, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And since we were born, there's so many information came to our body, mind, and spirit through the five senses. Whether we like it or not, we know it or not, we accept it or not. So those ingredients, I would like to use the word conditioning. And basically, you know, if, for example, if my parents say something that they like or dislike, they like to do, they don't like to do, pretty much I get them all into my body, mind, and spirit.
Okay.
And the fact is, as we're growing up, if we do not do any inner work to find out who we really are, most of the time we are repeating all this conditioning that we receive when we're young.
Mm.
So as adult life, so many people bump into walls in many situations, say at work, in relationship, in self-growth. There's so many things that keep repeating and we don't like it and we don't know how to change it.
Yeah.
And so this type of healing modality will come in a very, very powerful tool to help people to do the reset. For example, I just give a very, very brief and simple
We have plenty of time, yeah. Please.
Yeah. And for example, many of us have a habit of finishing. For some reason, we need to finish all the food on the dining table or during lunch.
Mm.
Just because we were told not to waste food.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And many of us are still doing that, even though we already full.
Mm-hmm.
So I often will ask people, hey, when you're feeling full, how would you like to feel if you keep putting food into your stomach? And many people will tell, yeah, I don't like it. Overeating, I don't like it. So why are you doing it? I don't know, because my parents told me to do so. So I will be asking them a very simple question is, would you like to waste the food inside your stomach or in the trash can?
Right.
Okay. Then they understand, oh, yeah, you're right. But why we adopt this habit and use it over and over again unconsciously? So, you know, with your profession, Lisa, you're also guiding people, getting to know themselves and resolve the problem in life. And so this modality is any situation come to our life, create any emotional block, or I would like to use the word interference, that will be the time for us to look in and find out how this interference got started to beginning, in the beginning. And then, like I said earlier, I would talk to the body consciousness and get the formula to take you to that place and phase. How did you get this habit started to begin with? And then do the reset. Think about it. When any habit, we started and do the reset, we started do a reset, and that means actually there's no habit, which is coming from the unconscious mind or coming from the conditioning. Yes, as a consciousness being, as a conscious being, we can create any habits that we like that suits our soul purpose. That will be wonderful. Life will be beautiful and can be so powerful if we can tap into our consciousness and create the life that we want.
Yes.
But I'm talking about before that step, we are repeatedly doing so many things in a unconscious level and not knowing why we do this. So this type of work will become a really, really good tool to reset all these habits don't belong to our soul purpose or don't align to our soul purpose.
that don't align to our soul purpose. Yeah, so what I hear you talking about is quantum medicine and working with the quantum field to energetically release physical and emotional, to release habits that cause us physical pains, emotional pain. And I know, you know, what I see is that stress is just such a leading cause of pain and disease in our culture. And pain and disease fragment our brain, fragment our bodies, fragment our connection to ourselves, much like a virus in a computer destroys a hard drive. And so my experience in working with you, which is helpful for today's interview, is that, you know, when I was having some issues and I came in to work with you and using the cellular resonance technique, we did muscle testing where you would ask me about a particular belief that I might hold about something. And then say I'd hold my arm up and you would push down. And it's so interesting how the body knows, you know, the body resonates with what's true and what's false.
Yeah.
And so I like the technique because it uses applied kinesiology. And so I could say, yeah, I think that's a belief. But then when my arm was weak, you know, and couldn't resist the belief, it showed that that's true. And then after going through, you know, a series of like a procedure that you did, you know, then you'd ask me a question and my arm was strong. It would resist that belief. And it was so quick. You know, when I noticed just feeling better and some really positive shifts happening in my life, like starting this radio show, like deciding to commit to living in Los Angeles by, you know, securing housing and buying a car. And, you know, like I felt more free to take some big steps that had been very scary for me previously. So I wonder, mm-hmm. what else have you seen people, how have you seen them really transform through doing this work?
Well, I have many people come to me and tell me that, hey, I have this stomach pain, lower back pain, and I went to see many doctors and just couldn't find a clue, couldn't find out what happened and why. So they come to me, and I did whatever I need to do, and they feel better. And not only they feel better in a physical level, on an emotional level, they also feel more relaxed. So that's have explained, probably many of the audience already know, over 90% of the diseases are from stress. You already
yeah.
know it. So when we do this work, many people come to me, you know, release the pain, stress, and also insomnia. Many people come to me with insomnia. They said, I'm over months, years, I couldn't sleep. Huh. It's very interesting. The first session, at the end, I will be hearing snoring noise.
Are you serious? That's great.
Yeah, many times.
Wow.
Many times. Well, what happened was I helped them to reset the cellular memory, which also means I release a lot of heaviness on the cellular memory.
Mm.
When our cellular memory is so overwhelmed, I always like to tell people, it's like a traffic jam up there. How okay. can you have clarity there? How can you relax? When we're constantly in the surviving mode, like, you know, when we're in a battlefield, how can we relax? We're constantly worrying if we are safe, if anyone will come and hurt us one more time. So instead of living in the present, many of us, due to the past events, we constantly can forget the hurt, the pain, the fear that we had experienced in the past.
Yeah.
So that is completely contracting the healing power that individuals have. We came to this world with the birthright of living in a loving situation and loving life, able to align with our body, mind, and spirit to be happy. That is our birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Many masters in India have said being blissful, bliss, is our bliss. Nature. Feeling of bliss, it is the ultimate that we need to reach. And when our mind is so overwhelmed, by the past events, the current events, we cannot relax and have bliss or experience bliss. Many of us try so many things, wanted to, let's meditate, let's sit. And many people came to me, I can't meditate. What are you talking about? I'm going through a crisis right now. How can I meditate? How can I sit still? I said, yes, I totally understand. The only way we can really sit still is we have to clear the topic first. When it is overloaded with thought, how can we be peaceful? So by resetting the cellular memory of the past will really help us to open a new pathway or a new space. Sometimes I like to say, hey, this is the new space that you have now. How do you want to respond to it instead of doing the same old thing from the past?
What responses do you get, Devotional, when you present this to a client?
Many of them just very fascinated by the science of it.
Yeah.
And they try it. 100%, to be very honest, 100% they feel tremendous relaxation during the process. And at the end, when they get up, and they feel, wow, I feel like I'm just so light. I'm a different soul. I didn't want to get up. I don't want to live here.
Yes. I know your space is so sacred and beautiful and peaceful. And I know you do Skype sessions also, because we've done that as well. So you work with clients face-to-face and remotely, just for our listeners who are interested and curious.
Yeah, Skype actually is also very powerful because energy is energy.
It is.
I have clients in Switzerland, in Europe, and Asia, of course, in Hong Kong.
Right.
So we have wonderful and powerful sessions. They felt that as if I was next to them.
Yeah. How did you find this healing work, Devotion? I don't know that I've ever asked you that. I know you're from Hong Kong, but how did you become a healer and a guide and such and a teacher?
Yeah, you know, I think all the healing power came to me when I started doing a lot of deep healing work on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, we all are pretty much the product of our parents or our caretaker or our culture. By getting to know ourselves, which also allowing us to tap into our true power.
Yeah.
So after hitting many walls in life, and I decided to, you know what, I need to do some work on my own. And after many, many years of deep work, staying in India for many times, many months, and using all this Vedic science in a very deep and profound way, and allow, just pretty much is awaken our inner power. It's totally the energy that awakened within, because there's no traffic jam in my head.
Right.
When there's no traffic jam, what all of my energy will go in. When all my energy go in, that will be like awaken your power within. I believe we all have amazing power and potential to create and manifest the life that we wish, that we desire. Mm-hmm. And that is actually is my own journey to become a healer, or uncovering that, you know what, for many lifetimes, I was a powerful healer in Egypt, in Tibet, in Peru. And all this came after I become a healer.
Wow.
Many, you know, pieces of stories show up in my meditation, or psychic people would tell me, you know, you are so-and-so. I said, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting journey.
It sounds like it is.
Yeah, as I'm moving forward and, you know, pieces just come to me without me asking. And probably because I was ready to receive, I was ready to open, I was ready to serve. And for the cellular resonance technique, I learned from a doctor. His name is Dr. Doug Lehrer.
Yes,
so it was
Dr. Doug Lehrer, right.
Yeah, so he did, that is the modality that he came up, and he has been using this modality to help many, many people around the world. And also, I have learned other healing techniques from India, teacher in Russia, and also in the United States. And it is just like that, Lisa, when you're ripe, the divine is just showering you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ripe, you know that you're ready for your mission, just like what you're doing now.
Right. And things and just
things
present.
Just happen.
Yeah.
They just happen.
You know, I work now with a lot of other therapists and healers in my professional practice. And I remember as a younger therapist, I've practiced 20 years now. And I remember when I had my first therapist, I'm like, oh no, like it was very intimidating to work with another professional. And now that's a large majority of my practice. And what I've learned is that a lot of us have come to this work because we were in some sort of disharmony and really wanted to heal, really wanted to feel better. And it started with trying to work on ourselves. And then the natural progression of that, as I've experienced and see it in my work, is, you know, wanting to help others. And so it sounds like for you too, that, you know, that this has been a natural progression as you've done your own healing, you want to help others heal, and utilizing so many different really cool techniques.
Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes I like to say this to my client, just like a chef. You have to love food to be a chef.
You do have to love food to be a chef, yes, yes.
Yeah, and you have to love the inner journey of healing of yourself and realize it, our true potential, and in order to serve. And the self-work, I would say, definitely is something that we cannot walk away from. The inner work is a journey that there's no end.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will come to me and tell me, you know, I have done so much work. I said, yes, my dear, the work will never end.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach a certain level, you're looking for something bigger. You're looking for something more powerful. It's different type of work. Probably it's different than, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's just like a school system here. Started from elementary school.
It is.
20 years later, I'm still at school.
Right. You know, I think that was relieving as you're bringing up this topic for me to realize, I think at some point I thought in my growth and development, well, you just have to heal, you know, this particular issue and that particular issue, and then you'll be happy. And somehow it started to dawn on me over the years, well, I'll always be growing. And there are always layers, you know, to see and become aware of. And you know, just get comfortable with the process of growth and healing and developing and changing. And so, you know, there's not a destination. So I think, and I share that with my clients, once you become comfortable with the process of change and, you know, not looking for there to be a final test that you pass, you just keep evolving. You know, you can kind of breathe into that and relax, I think, in some ways.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I would like to share this with the audience.
Yeah.
Let's think about emotions. It's like anything that comes to our body. The nature of our human body is anything come in, we had to let go. We inhale, we exhale. After we ate some food, we consume food, beverages, and we need to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So how about emotions? For many years, especially in our childhood, especially the last generation, who didn't give us the chance to share how did we feel. The last generation, the last generation of parenting is, you know, it's very different than the new parenting approach. It is all about judging, maybe punishment most of the time. I have experienced many. You know, and where did the emotion go? Maybe we cry, but even if we cry, what our parents will say, don't cry. Stop crying now. So what
right.
can we do? We stuck it up for so many years. So the truth of the matter is, when we don't manage the emotions that come into our being left and right all these years, we are out of balance. How many years we can stuff it up?
Right.
Many of my clients, like I said earlier, came to me and tell me, you know, my physical problem. I would just tell them straight, my dear, yes, because of the emotional blocks that you have been carrying for so many times, so many years, that's accumulated and transferred and become physical issues, which is something that, you know, most of the MD would not take the clients to go into the deeper journey and find out the big why, find out the root cause of it. Okay, let's fix the root cause, but not just the symptom.
Yes, the root.
Yeah.
And do you find it often has to do with self-worth, you know, the root cause? Are there a few core beliefs that you see that just people struggle with universally?
Well, let me tell you, you brought up a very, very good point about self-worth. I often, in my lecture or workshop, I will explain to people, we do a very simple, you know, question, Q&A. How many of you feel that you're not worthy enough? How many of you that, you know, have self-doubt, doubting yourself? How many of you have experienced fear? Pretty much like the entire room will raise their hand. And what come back to, I just explained to them, what come back to is judgment.
A judgment.
When we were young, whatever we did, you know, I was born and raised from a very traditional Chinese family. Very,
okay.
very strict. So it is all about doing everything right. Say, if I go to my uncle's home, while my parents are talking to the adult, you know, the uncle, auntie, I will be sitting very quietly next to them without any movement. I cannot even, you know, say anything. I just sit still. If I touch something that is not right, they will say, just sit still.
Mm.
As if I any movement that I did is wrong.
Right.
Think about it. I still remember when I go through my own healing journey, just one judgment from my mother, I internally felt at that moment, I felt that I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough lasts for 30-something years in my life in different aspects. In relationship, I felt that I wasn't good enough, even though that man was so amazing. At
yeah.
work, I felt I wasn't good enough. I was chicken to take a big responsibility. So it's all about the judgment that we receive when we're young that make us feel small, make us feel that we are not good enough. That's the self-doubt, self-worth comes. So in my workshop, I would take the participant to go through the journey to do self-discovery. And we do the cellular resonance to reset all this. And also we have like exercise in the group to go through all this process so that we don't own this anymore.
Mm-hmm. So we don't hold this anymore in our bodies and in ourselves and then in our belief system and then creating
exactly.
from that kind of skewed belief system.
Yeah, pretty much it starts with a new page.
Yeah.
When we were young, like I said, you know, people just put all kinds of colors, medium onto my canvas without asking me.
Mm-hmm.
It's my permission, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now, as you're adults, we are marching to the high consciousness. We're going to the fifth dimension. Okay, what is your choice? What is the light that you would like to have? We have 100% control of our body, mind, and spirit now. Once we clean up whatever that is, on the canvas in the past, we pretty much start a new canvas.
Mm-hmm.
When we have the consciousness to start the new canvas, we will be automatically very careful. All right, what do I want to put on my canvas now? Do I want more fear, worry, self-hatred? Or I just want love, light, acceptance, forgiveness, giving.
Receiving.
Yeah, this is a very, very beautiful time right now. Many people are looking for healing. Many people are looking for alternative. It's a very interesting timing for all of us to get together and share the knowledge, share the science, share the tool, and allow everyone, because that is our birthright, to be able to live our life with our full purpose. Without bearing, holding on to the past or from whatever condition from my parents or our parents.
Yeah. So, you know, you're bringing up, it's come to mind several times, so I'll say it out loud to our listening audience. One of the many things I've really liked about the way that you work, Devojana, is for me coming to Los Angeles 2 years ago, I was exposed to all of this different kind of spiritual healing, spiritual healers, utilizing quantum physics and different modalities of channeling. And I found that so exciting compared to, you know, traditional therapy, traditional psychotherapy. And it was very exciting at first. And then I started to notice some healers, you know, don't go back to that family of origin work and those imprints earlier in our memory and in our upbringing. And, you know, they think they can wave an incense or a piece of Palo Santo and all of a sudden our problems are cured. And I really like that you do go back to you know, our foundations. And that's what I love about traditional psychotherapy and social work, is that it's really about understanding how we have become who we are and our conditioning from our experiences, how that creates such large imprints on our memory that we carry into our work and in our relationships. And then we create our lives from those beliefs. And I love that you combine the spiritual healing with, you know, just some solid, good foundational knowledge in family of origin work and coming to terms with those beliefs to change them.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The thing is, you know, I talk a lot of spirituality. Spirituality is all about getting to know ourselves. And if I am waking up and walking and do my, you know, routine every day, who owns this body, mind, and spirit? It's me. But there's so many cases we give away our body, mind, and spirit. For example, just driving on the freeway, crazy people cut us in the front. We will be just completely upset, you know, just pretty much allow them to ruin the rest of our day.
I see what you mean. I was wondering if you could give us an example. Yes, somebody might do something in traffic, and then we start emoting in this negative way, and it shifts our whole day or hour to feel bad or pissed off.
Exactly. And if we're really willing to spend some time to journal, say in the evening before we go to bed, let's journal how our emotion goes, started from waking up in the morning. Then many of the people, especially for those who haven't done a lot of healing work, will see their emotion just like a stock market, going up and down.
And down. That's funny. Yeah.
You know, when the surrounding is peaceful, we will be peaceful. If the surrounding is chaotic, then we will be chaotic. So who am I? How can I control my body, mind, and spirit without letting the surrounding to control us? That is the deep science and beauty of spirituality. So I do spiritual healing, not only helping people to remove the pain and limitation on the physical, emotion and cellular level, I also help people to guide how to live their life that can align to their spiritual goal.
Yeah.
We individually are very different. We have different purpose. You know, some just want to be a mother. It's completely fine, but how, what kind of mother would you like? Of course it's a loving mother, but turn around, I keep yelling at my kids all the time. Not that I want to, but I just can't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So that requires a lot of work before we can align our life to our true meaning of who we are. So that is some, you know, I can tell you, yes, a lot of work, but it is not that difficult. As
right.
long as you're willing to look in, just like the scientist of your own body, mind, spirit. If you're willing to be the scientist of your own body, mind, spirit, everything will become so easy. I have a very good friend, and he told me about his spiritual journey and all that. And people usually will ask him, how did you start? How did you start? Why? And then he just simply said, because I was sick and tired of my life at that time. I was just sick and tired. I don't like it.
Right.
When people hit that wall, we either go to one side, you know, go to any substance and search for, thought that it was hell, but actually it's not, or look in.
Right.
Looking in is definitely a very, very worthy journey, worthwhile journey to go in, spend the time, spend, you know, the patience to get to know who you are.
So as I hear you, Devotion, I'm kind of pensive and thoughtful, and so many thoughts going through my mind, especially since I've worked with you. And, you know, just I always left feeling better, even if during a session some challenging emotions would come up. I always left feeling lighter, feeling more clear. And one of the questions I had for you is, you know, you also channel, and you channel information. And I was so taken aback the first time we met, and you just sat in front of me. And you started sharing things about my life, about experiences I had had, even as specific to our listening audience, as knowing that I had listened to a lot of heavy metal music as an adolescent. And I'm just curious, how does one develop? How did you develop that ability? And is it something anyone can do? Because it was like, wow, just really amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We all have the power of intuition. We all do. Although women has higher psychic power than men. And why we cannot tap into our intuition, if I say that we all do, is because, go back to what I said earlier, there's a traffic jam up there.
Yeah, the traffic jam.
When the divine giving wanted to give me the message, there's so many words up there. Which one do I believe? I don't know. Which one should I listen to? I don't know. The thing is, because I really did a lot of work to clean my canvas.
Sure. I like that analogy.
You know, because I did all this work. When I close my eyes, when I invoke all my guides and the higher power, they told me something I received. I was asking them, okay, what can I tell Lisa today?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help her to make the next step? They just simply told me, sometimes it's in a word, sometimes it's in image. And that is the beauty of intuition. When we are clear internally, we can receive information. In the yogic science, I don't know if many of you have heard of the third eye, which is the area in between two eyebrows.
Right.
That is the powerful, this is the energy center for us to receive information.
Okay.
And When we're able to clear ourselves, clear the freeway, clear all this traffic, and then when we tap into using our energy power to connect with the divine, it is just like, you know, you're tuning the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You get this information in different channel. It is definitely is feasible, workable, and possible.
How do you keep yourself clear, Devotiona? What is your kind of practice to stay in alignment?
When I was doing my own healing journey, I did intense, powerful meditation practice, which is not just by sitting down and close your eyes. We do a lot of breathing. The meditation practice, probably you yourself have experienced it, and I always share that with my clients, and probably in the very near future, I will upload it on my website so that people can also experience it.
The five-step meditation that you taught me?
Yes,
powerful,
yes.
You all, those who are listening. Powerful, amazing.
Yes, very, very powerful. And the thing is, just like I said earlier, when there's so much heavy traffic jam, we cannot sit still. So when the monkey mind is going all directions, how can we get the monkey to sit down? We have the tools to shake the monkey first. So the five-step meditation that I share with you, it was basically, is a very deep science to shake the monkey mind and allow the body to receive some vibration, the sound, vibration, vibration healing is so powerful. So we shake the monkey, we bring in some vibration into the body, literally just by these two steps alone, we shake the body, mind, and spirit. It's like all of a sudden put you in a state, just want to be quiet.
Yeah.
And then from there, we will go deeper to go to each chakra or energy center to do the cleansing.
Yes.
And then we'll go deeper and deeper and deeper. Probably you will have experience through this meditation of inner peace easier than just, you know, sitting and close your eyes, isn't it, Lisa?
Yeah, to our listeners, I told Devotiona before we came live today on the show that I had received this meditation from her a year ago, and I did it every day for 30 days, and it was the happiest and most content I've been ever in recent memory, and then I kind of let it go for the last year, and I've noticed feeling more anxious, more impulsive, and just harder to control my thoughts. So 10 days ago, I began, it's a guided meditation, and I began it, today's day 10 of doing it consecutively, and it's about 45 minutes, and I've had to work back up to the 45 minutes, but I just feel so much more clear and able to control the thoughts that I have, and then take different, instead of being reactionary, being more actionary, like that I have choice. Am I going to respond in this way or in that way? And I feel like I have more ability to exercise choice than I did even a week ago, where I just felt more overwhelmed in general.
This is so wonderful. I'm so happy for you, Lisa.
Thank you. Seriously.
You're so welcome. Yeah, it is all about the tools, you know. We need some tools to stop the monkey that has been with us for how many years? 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years.
Right.
And that's why I always tell people, be patient to yourself. If we have all this symptom or all this agitation for so many years, is it worth, I would simply ask them, do you think it is worth to spend some weeks to work on something on a daily basis to rebuild the new habits in your life and regain the peace in your life? Because then, just only because you have to practice in order to train the monkey, all right, stop now. I want you to stop now. I don't want you to freak out. I don't want you to, you don't need to have fear. Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah, so these require discipline because we haven't disciplined the mind for many years.
Yeah.
It's just like disciplining a child.
It is. The mind is like a child sometime. So, Devotion, I want to ask you, it's something I really like to ask every one of my guests, and I'm so interested in your answer and curious, what is it that you would like to leave? You know, what to leave the world, to leave, however you want to answer that.
I would like to leave the very truth of being a human on earth right here, right now. I want to tell everyone that we do have the healing power within. The medical scientists have done so many research. Mm-hmm. Ourselves got replaced every certain years, every year, which means we do have the capability to get better, to feel better.
Yeah.
I would like to let anyone here, the audience, to truly grasp this, which means you do have the power to have a better life. And I want to leave them knowing the possibility. And I have gone through tremendous trauma in my life before I started my healing journey. My life wasn't easy peasy.
Right.
I wanted to finish my life many times.
Mm.
And I always tell people, if I was able to come out from dark hole, hold the light and share the light, everyone can do that.
Yes.
I would like to leave this to the audiences. Tap into your self-love, your pure love. Pure love means loving without reason. I would like all the audience try and start to practice connecting with your pure love. Loving yourself without reason. Loving your body without reason. Loving your mind. Loving your spirit. That is the pure love that you can give to yourself.
That's beautiful.
And when we receive this body, mind, spirit, when this body, mind, spirit receive pure love from you every day, guess what? You will be in different states of mind. And you would not need to depend on anyone to give you the love, because the pure love from within is the most potent, most powerful love that you can give to yourself, and no one can replace it.
Devotion, how can clients reach you to schedule Skype sessions in person to work with you?
Yeah, you can. You're so welcome to come to my website. It's devotionanda.com. Spell out, start with D as a David, D-I-V, V as a victory, O-J-A-N for Nancy, A-N-D-A, D-I-V-O-J-A-N-A-N-D-A.com. And is it okay to leave my phone number also just in case?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you can also reach me or text me. My phone number is 310-773-8865. 310-773-8865.
And there will be a link on LA Talk Radio on my show, All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir. There'll be a link to your website and on my Facebook and on your Facebook.
Oh, wonderful. This is awesome. Thank you, Lisa.
Devotional, thank you for being my guest today. It's so great to talk to you and hear you talk about your work.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks when I'm back in Los Angeles.
Yes, I can't wait.
Me neither.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
that's our show for today. Thank you for listening. And tune in next week at the same time. I will be interviewing Tracy Jones. She is a businesswoman that has a website called Wealthy Therapists, and she works with healing practitioners in developing their businesses in a greater way regarding wealth and financial prosperity, and she will share some of her techniques with us. Thank you so much, and I'll be with you next week.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.